One for Honk, please.
Oh, gee, just a minute. I have to check with the manager. That overweight guy wants to see the movie.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but I'm afraid our facilities are not equipped to meet your needs.
What are you talking about?
Well, what I'm saying, sir, is that a man of your carriage couldn't possibly fit in our seats.
Well, I could sit in the aisle.
I'm afraid that would violate the fire code.
Hey, Fatty, I got a movie for you. A Fridge Too Far.
Shame on all of you. Give me my dignity. I just came here to see Honk if you're horny in peace.
Hello and welcome to Put It in H Minisode.
I'm sorry.
My name's Terry Toner and I love movies. I love watching movies.
You haven't introduced me yet.
I love reading about movies. I love writing movies. I love listening about movies. I love movies. Who's this guy?
And I am his co-host Andy, and I like movies also.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it was completely disrespectful.
I'm so excited to talk about movies.
When you suggested the...
I love movies.
Yeah, okay. This is the podcast that, like, you were born to host.
Salivating.
I feel like I'll be just a happy passenger in this one.
I will tie it into The Simpsons, because I got a lot to say about Simpsons and their movies. And
I have nothing prepared.
Well, let me ask you, what do you find more satisfying with The Simpsons? You find when they try and do an episode that is like the theme of a movie, like say the one we reviewed earlier on, like Cape Fear, where it's a whole episode is
I like that.
A parody, or do you prefer a quick reference to a movie in the
It
episode?
Just all depends if it's done well. Like if it's if
I think it's fair to say it's always done well in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved the Cape Fear episode, so I couldn't really have a bad word said about it. The reference, to be honest, it's a hard one to call. It's almost like apples and oranges, because it's like a reference is just sort of like a quick gag, but like to be able to sustain a whole episode, it's more of a feat if they can hold it for a full
that
episode.
That is true. We've done a couple this year, like Rosebud, which is kind of the Susan Cain one, Cape Fear.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What else?
That it?
There was another one I had in my head. But would you have a favorite reference? Simpsons movie.
Reference?
Yeah.
You know what? I do have a favorite reference. It would be the Indiana Jones.
Oh, a great one.
Yeah, where Bart's getting the change jar.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Was that season two? Three?
It was like three. I think it was when Milhouse got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was that episode.
So yeah, that was brilliant. What about you?
The one I love, we reviewed it already this year, but the one I love, and probably, I don't know if it's my favorite, but it kind of always jumps to my head, is Homer riding the bomb.
Oh yeah,
from Doctor Strangelove. Freudian whatever the beat mix thing.
Oh no, brown bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Radiant, cool, crazy nightmare, Zen, New Jersey, nowhere.
Put this in your pipe and smoke it.
How now, brown bureaucrats?
Take that, Maynard G. Krebs!
Hey, see the sign?
Jerry. And I guess I love sort of that inside baseball of like movies, you know, this is how the pitch went or whatever, you know, like that sort of how the biz works.
You've always been, for as long as I've known you, a big movie buff.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated. I don't know where or why or whatever, but like I've always just been like fascinated with like the writing of it or whatever like that. Like we were pretty much every episode we discuss, we talk about movies at some point in a little bit at the start. True. Or like, but like the idea, like I'm like, oh, the idea of somebody coming up with that story, like is like that to me is amazing. Like, you know, it's like the idea of like, how do they crack that story? Like, where do they like say? A perfect example for me is like the Coen brothers in Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
And you know the bit, I don't know what way they do it, like it fades to like black. And then the next thing is like you just see like a woman. It's just completely black. And it's a woman, naked woman, jumping up in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, and it's like this weird music, like, oh. Yeah, yeah.
Your one, what's her name?
It's just some random woman. Oh, and then it's like, she comes back up again. The camera is perfectly still and she comes back up again. And then it cuts down to it and it's like some guy holding like a blanket and like there's four of them. They're like flipping up.
Yeah.
But it just cuts on the guy's face and he's like a big giant grin on his face looking at this naked woman. And then it like zooms out and it's like, oh, it's a beach party. And like the dude is like making his way over. And I'm like, how do you write that? Where does that sort of...
Where does that form in your brain?
Exactly. Like, so it's going to be like a close-up on this... this black nothingness.
And is that the director who does
that? They write and direct that stuff. But for me, it's like, that's a moment of genius there. That like.
But I mean, like...
There would be input, like, from the director. Be like, okay, I want to do it this way. And I think the director has...
Is the director basically the boss?
He's the boss. And he'll talk to a cinematographer and be like, I want to get this shot. Can you set it up here? I want to do it this way. We're going to move the camera, whatever. And he would kind of... The writer is... I guess the tone and obviously the words or whatever it's okay.
And would the writer be the one, like, would the writer have any say on a set?
It really depends on the director and the producers and stuff. Some of them is just like, okay, thanks for your script, see you later,
we'll take that, thank you,
off you go. Like,
if you could have any role on a film production, would you be the director, would you be the writer, would you be producer?
I don't think actor. I'm always thinking of like stuff and I'm always like jotting it down where it's like, that'd be amazing scene.
Yeah.
And it's more in my head. I'm like, how would I bring that scene to life or whatever? Yeah. That, so like, I guess generally I would be thinking writing, but like,
yeah,
I'd love to, if as you're the writer,
director.
So much work though. Oh my god, all my favorite directors are pretty much writer directors. Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of
I seen some quote somewhere where it was like, if a movie works, it's by accident. It's usually by accident or something like that. That was like, no, it might be bullshit.
Yeah.
But as in like the amount of flops or the amount of stuff that doesn't work the way
they
set out for it to.
Like, nobody sets out to make a bad movie. Like,
yeah, that's it's almost like a happy accident. Everything fits together. Like, you need a lot of luck or something like that.
There's a lot of luck, but also you need a lot of hard work and you need a lot of guys that are like dedicated to like making it right. There's like, I know from doing a student film myself.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like, I was so wrecked by the end of it and you're so like burnt out because you just don't have the resources and the funds or like, you're just kind of annoyed at everybody because they're not doing, nobody has wants to put the same amount of effort into it that you have or want to.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, yeah, that's good. Like, that's enough. That was kind of my attitude by the end of it. Like, so I can see why people make a shitty movie, like, if it's just beaten down enough.
You would. I mean, like, so many factors that goes into it. Like,
and like, with just... like to tie it back into The Simpsons, like one of my favorite episodes is an episode about making movies, is the Radioactive Man episode. And it's like that whole idea of like, you know, you're getting the look behind, it's like the Teamsters or like, you know, cows don't look like cows on set, like, you know, what if you need a cow, take a bunch of cats together. You know? But you get, they were so like ahead of the curve, like they were doing the superhero thing around the time of, I guess, when Batman, like the earlier Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
And now all it is superheroes.
Really is, isn't it? Like, this, it's like
the big.
If it's an action movie, it's you know, a good chance it's some sort of.
If it's an action movie, it's going to be crap nowadays. Like, to be honest, like, when was the last good action movie you saw?
The last good action movie that I saw. Fast and Furious 7.
That's a few years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't seen John Wick, no?
Yeah, but that Fast and Furious was after that, though,
yeah,
wasn't it? Yeah. I haven't seen John Wick 2, though.
I mean, 2's good. It's, I would say it goes 1, 3, 2. That's my rating.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
That's my rating of it there.
Let me ask you a question, Terry.
Sure.
What's your favorite movie?
Goodfellas.
Oh, didn't even have to think about it.
No.
You know what? And I was actually going to, I wanted to actually guess and I forgot.
Yeah.
But that was going to be my first choice, yeah. Goodfellas. And every time it's on, I see that it's on Netflix or that it's on TV, I always say to Kerry, like, you know, if I put it on within 5 minutes, you'll want to keep watching it. And she's like, no, I'm just sick of it at this stage. Like, I never get sick of it.
It's really funny. It's really funny. What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean? You mean the way I talk?
What? It's just, you know, you're just funny. It's funny, you know, the way you tell the story and everything.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Yeah, Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
Right.
Funny how? What?
You're funny.
You mean, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, I'm a little fucked up, maybe. But I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh, I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just, you know how you tell a story, what?
No, I don't know, you said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? What the fuck is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the fuck out of here, Tommy.
You motherfucker. I almost had him. I almost had him. Stuttering prick, yeah. Frankie, was he shaking? I wonder about you sometimes, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
That, the best indicator of why it's my favorite film was, I remember, like, I bought one of the first DVDs I ever bought. It was a two-sided DVD because it was that long. So
two-sided?
Yeah, back in the day. So it was like, you put in the DVD.
Where was I for this?
I don't know. I don't think I knew you.
Two-sided?
Yeah, so you had to flip it over and put the other side in.
I didn't even know that existed.
That's how old it was.
Jesus.
And it was one of those, it was like a plastic case?
Yeah.
That was one of those cardboardy cases back then, like, you know, that you used to be able to get.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I still have some, but... But I remember at like 2 in the morning or 2:30, I remember being, my parents were away for the weekend, and it was like me and my friend Thomas Coffey, named out there. And when he was getting ready to leave, he put his jacket on, and like we've been smoking weed.
Nice.
And he's like, I'm going home. And then I was flicking around, it's like TCM, and it had started about 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you put on.
But it's 2:30, and you know it's going to be 5:00 before the thing ends. And he's just like, stood there for like 2 minutes watching it, and then he just like slid back into his seat, like took off his jacket. Thomas stayed up watching it till 5.
That's a good indicator.
It's like, it was the same New Year's Eve or New Year. Yeah, it was on. We'd, myself and Faye had been watching Jules Holland stuff like that. We'd had champagne, and then it was like on RTE2, and I was like, I'm leaving this on, Faye, and she's like, what is it? I'm like, it's Goodfellas, you know. And then she fell asleep watching it with me, but it was just like that sort of, I can't not watch it if it's on. Like,
you know, it's actually got a special place for me as well, because remember when me and Kerry first moved in together, like literally like the first night, and like I'd been living at home, I was 19 or whatever, she was whatever, 18.
Don't name it.
And we were living together, and like she, I remember like I was sitting there watching TV, and like, she was cooking dinner behind me. I remember thinking like, oh, that's so cool. Like, this is our place and she's cooking dinner. And I'm, you know, and I was watching Goodfellas, and it was about 15 minutes in or whatever, and we watched Goodfellas like that first night or whatever.
It's brilliant.
And I'm just thinking like, oh,
but it's like, so there's, good. There's so many bits in it that like, I don't know, you're, even the music cues, like that's why Scorsese is the master, like of that, like sort of like.
I would, I mean, like I was going to say, I really would put Wolf of Wall Street very close to that. I think it's really
underrated, actually.
Even though it's usually acclaimed, it's not acclaimed enough. I think it's the only 3-hour movie apart from Goodfellas that I'll happily watch.
Like that one, Wolf of Wall Street is, it's different, it's way wackier, like you know, there's like loads more of the shit going on. But like, you know, you'd never see a scene with like Joe Pesci crawling out of, you know, the Quaaludes or whatever. But like, I don't know, what's your favorite movie? Can I guess it?
Yeah.
Is there something strange in your neighborhood.
You better believe it, buddy.
It's a Ghostbusters.
It is Ghostbusters.
Why is that your favorite movie?
I just love it. I love it. Has it, like, it's got Dan Aykroyd in it. Got Bill Murray. It's New York in the 80s. You know, I'm a big fan of those movies. And I don't know. It's just it's never let me down. Every time I watch it, I enjoy it.
I'm Winston Zeddemore, Your Honor. Look, I've only been with the company for a couple of weeks, but I gotta tell you, these things are real. Since I joined these men, I have seen shit that'll turn you white.
Well, you can believe Mr. Pecker.
My name is Peck.
Or you could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Yes. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Enough, I get the point.
One and two.
Wow, two as well.
I love two as well.
Oh, man.
Two scared me, like.
What, then you know they're doing a new Ghostbusters.
Who's in it?
The original cast are back in it.
What?
Plus
Bill Murray too?
Yeah.
Really?
I think they're in it. I think they're all in it.
What's taking them so long?
See, Ivan Reitman's son is doing it.
Okay.
I think Ivan Reitman was the original director. Yeah. Or was he the actor? I'm trying to know. No, Harold Ramis was Egon. Ivan Reitman was the director.
But is Harold Ramis still alive?
No, he died.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd, and I think Bill Murray as well is back.
Right.
Paul Rudd is new.
Ooh,
addition. And then
take that.
Some, it's like there's younger people in it. One of the Stranger Kids things is in it.
Stranger Things kids.
Yeah. that too. Speaking of, I went to see It 2.
And how is it?
Long.
Ugh.
2 hours, 50 minutes.
Fuck off. 2 hours, 50. Where did they get off?
And you could cut a good hour out of it.
Jesus, like, Christ.
No major spoilers.
They got ahead of themselves.
No major spoilers for it, but there's literally a scene, there's a whole thing in it where it's like, we have to go get a token from, like, our childhood. So each of them split up, and they all have a moment where they have a memory as a kid. And there's like a scare of the clown, but I was like, he doesn't die because he's an adult here, and then as an adult they have another scare, and it's like, condense all that, like, you know that's an hour, just
get on with it.
Yeah, you make it a tight 145, you're fucking laughing. Like,
I think under 2 hours, grand. If it's pushing 210 to whatever, I'm like, oh god, like,
it really depends on, like, the filmmaker.
Mm.
You know, like,
but
the genre,
I would say, yeah. It was, Ghostbusters would be up there. Goodfellas would be up there for me, though. I mean, Ghostbusters is number one, but Goodfellas would definitely be up there. But yeah, I don't know. There's something about,
now go get your shine box.
I mean, Joe Pesci is just, like, I haven't seen enough of him lately. Well, I know he's back,
like,
in the Irishman.
He hasn't done a lot.
He finished, didn't he? Really?
Like, about 98 though. Like, he kind of, like, the last
Cousin
thing I remember.
Vinny's great.
Yeah, he's brilliant in that. Like,
that's up there.
Home Alone. My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, it really is.
See, that, and like, you, if you ask me what, like, the best film I've ever seen is,
yeah,
I don't know what my answer would be. You know, like, the best film I've ever seen.
You don't say Goodfellas?
No, because it's my favorite, but like, I think there's better made films out there, you know?
See, what I find funny is that, like, I feel like when we first became friends, we had very similar tastes in movies, and I feel that's diverged greatly in the in the last, I don't know, however many years we've been friends.
You know what the
years?
Difference between me and you is?
I know what you're gonna say, but come on.
No, okay. What am I gonna say?
You're gonna say that you're cultured and I'm some sort of.
I was gonna say I take chances, Andy.
Well, I'm not gonna argue with that.
Yeah, I take chances.
You have a lot more tolerance for, like, one of them tinky movies.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That, like, I can appreciate. Like, oh, where's he got? Like, why was he coming up with this idea or whatever like that? Like,
something will switch in my head, and about after a half an hour, I'm like, this is shit. And then, and then afterwards, everything is just shit. Then, you know what
that's
I mean?
That's bollocks, though. Like, because I know what you mean. Like, I was kind of like that with Tarantino, the latest one, and about like 20 minutes into it, and I was like, oh no, is this terrible? And then I was like, no. And then, like, I was like, no, it's actually amazing.
Look, I've been one back, but there's a few, like, for some reason, Dallas Buyers Club always sticks in my mind as, like,
It's okay. I wouldn't say that's a great movie. Like. Yeah,
but at the time you thought it was good.
Yeah, it's good.
And
good performances, like very good performances.
But I mean,
I never said to you like it's the best movie.
No,
you know, you'll see.
I don't want to paint you with that brush, Derek. Yeah. But
is there anything coming out that you would like to see? Just before we wrap up here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. This
I'm only scratching the surface.
Here, I know. We'll have to do a part two. Yeah. I think the next mini-sode will just be movies part two as well. Because, you know, the shutters close and we'll be locked in here forever. But
satiate my need.
Gemini Man?
Ugh. Really?
Yeah, Will Smith. Young Will Smith. Two Will Smiths in a movie.
Blurg. It looks awful.
What's coming out? Like, I mean, I don't know.
Loads coming out, man. What are you looking for? Brad Pitt in space. Ad Astra.
Oh, I've seen Moneyball recently.
What'd you think of it?
You know what? I liked it. Kerry hated it. I liked it.
That is very much a...
You gotta kind of be into it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, part of
there's
me,
not
the Liverpool connection was a little bit of an appeal to me, and then...
But, like, it's very much... There's not a lot of, like, personal stuff in it to cling on to.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit with the daughter, like...
Like, and I was watching it. One thing I did think of was, is Brad Pitt a bad actor?
He's not a bad actor.
But what is it? Like, he's got like, it's the same face and the same tone for everything. He doesn't get angry. He just gets Brad Pitt. He doesn't get happy.
He gets angry.
I never see him just going like, you never see him like do a DiCaprio, you know, like, wear it until you love it! You know, like Man in the Iron Mask or something. Yeah. That's a fucking great movie as well.
What a weird pull, like.
as an example of someone who's...
Oh, DiCaprio, like.
It was the first one that came into my head of him just going mad, like, you know, like you never see Brad Pitt doing anything like that.
Yeah. Well, none of the films you would have watched. Like.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesse James.
I haven't seen
like, it. 3 hours.
They got a lot of balls with these 3 hour movies.
It's good. I went to see that in the cinema with Andy, and then it was like
Jesse James.
The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford is the official title. Brad Pitt plays Jesse James. Casey Affleck plays Robert Ford. A whole host, a murderous row of supporting cast.
Listen. We barely even scratched the surface of this, and this really is a mini-sode. But you know what? The last week's mini-sode was an hour.
Was a long mini-sode. Yeah.
So we'll come back to this and do a second.
I'm taking the last piece of chocolate now.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, how about
that? I wanted to even touch on Troy McClure and all this for this one, but we'll cover that in more detail next week. This was just more of an impromptu chat about movies, to be honest. I quite enjoyed it. But I have to. Get my car from downstairs, or you know.
Okay. So, well, where can they find us again?
They can find us on Facebook at Put In H Podcast, a diehard Simpsons podcast.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter at Put In H Podcast, Instagram at Put In H Podcast. Stop rustling.
You can email us.
What's the address?
PutInHPod@gmail.com.
Can they support us in any other ways?
You can find us at paypal.me/putinhpod if you wish to donate to the podcast to help us continue our goal of ruling the podcast world.
And you know what? You don't even have to remember it. I'm going to stick that on our SoundCloud page. So there's really no excuse, to be honest.
You're right there.
That'd be great. You could also leave us a review of 5 stars only.
Of course. Keep tuning in. Keep, you know.
Yeah, we really appreciate all the feedback and the listens. And the podcast is definitely growing month by month, which is so great to see.
Yeah.
And
thank you all so much.
Interestingly, America is our second most listened to country.
Hey there, guys.
So thank you over there on the other side of the pond.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah. We shall see you got.
Andy played. Yes, thank you
next
for listening.
Next week, big episode coming.
Big one.
Huge.
Oh, God, I'm so hot in here. Right, see you later.
Bye bye.